The next sentence in the tefillah that we've been studying, Reshit Chochma, is the following sentence. It's actually a somewhat famous sentence made into songs. It's been part of the famous letter that the Ramban wrote to his son, Igeret HaRamban, that some actually have a minhag of reading every single day. But this is the sentence taken from Sefer Mishlei. Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torat imecha. And as I suggested yesterday, I do think that there's a concept that is an internal weave. And that as we finish this Reshit Chochma, I don't think we'll finish it today, I hope that as we're going through, you're beginning to see some of the themes that are connecting and emerging more and more bold. So yesterday I suggested, as Moshe Rabbeinu is suggesting, or is sharing his final words with B'nai Yisrael, he speaks about himself what seems to be in the third person, Torat Ziva Lanu Moshe, which is odd. Who speaks like that? But I'm suggesting to you that parents speak like that to their children. That a father can turn to his son and daughter, a little child, and say, Daddy's going to give you this. And maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the same thing, trying to evoke those feelings that children have, this unbelievable faith and confidence in their parents. And Moshe wants his last hours with his beloved children to be the type of relationship that they understand. Not only is he teaching them lessons, but he's also trying to set them on the right path. And so tonight's pasuk, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torat imecha, I think even brings this notion into clearer focus. Listen to these words. It's almost unmistakable. If Moshe was only alluding to it, this pasuk is not alluding. It's explicit. Shema b'ni musar avicha. My son, hearken to, here's the Koran translation. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Now this is about mothers and fathers. It can't get any more basic than this. And Sefer Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, and the reason I think that the Baalei Siddur who are including this are trying to evoke this idea. That last pasuk is just trying to allude. But no, as we start our day, we are trying to consider some of the notion of parental education. What are the responsibilities of parents? Responsibilities of parents is to set their child on a right path. And it's not just detail. It's not just halacha, although that's part of it. And it's not just make sure you know how to put your tefillin on, or it's not make sure you can say the right bracha. It's musar avicha and torat imecha. It goes beyond that. It goes the lessons in life that you're not going to find in a book, that you're going to go to your father for and say, Dad, I need advice. Mom, what do you think is the right thing to do in a situation like this? Because so many of the situations in our life are not in a chapter. You can't look it up in an index. What do I do when this happens in the office? What do I do when my classmate says this? It's not there. But that's your Musar Avicha. That's Torat Imecha. That's the nature of this pasuk. Is that as we begin our day and we go from our house into the world, whatever we're doing, whether it's the office, whether it's the school, whether we're traveling, whether we're business meetings, it's not just the halacha that accompanies us. It's the Musar Avicha. And obviously, it's also Torat Imecha. And the Torat Imecha is that idea that your parents are looking always for your best interest. So, if they need to tweak something, they're saying, I just want you to notice, I'm going to give you a piece of advice, sweetheart, but listen, maybe you want to take it, maybe you don't. But that's their job. That's our job as parents, and even more so as grandparents. Not to impose, but to consult, to tell, this is maybe a better way of doing it. And as we encounter the world around us, those are the lessons that stay with us. One more pasuk tonight. Torah tehe emunati v'keil shakai be'ezrati. Translation, may the Torah be my faith and Almighty God my help. It's an interesting pasuk. Very interesting because actually I have read it according to one interpretation. There's one word here that may be vocalized differently. Torah tehe, I read it, emunati. That's the way it appears here in the Koran. But there are versions that pronounce that word emunati differently. Not emunati, but umunati, meaning my craft, my profession. Emuna is faith. But there's another way of vocalizing it so it comes out differently. Torah tehe, not emunati, but umanuti, my profession. What does that mean? What does that mean? So for me, that truly is a statement of the life that I've chosen. And Rabbi Bergman, we're educators, we're rabbis, we're teachers. But for anybody to get up and to make this statement on a daily basis may not be correct. That is not my profession. I could be a businessman. I could be a housewife. I could be a lawyer, a doctor, a salesman, an engineer, a mechanic, a repair person. Why would I get up every single day and make that declaration? It's not exactly true. And then, V'keil Shakai Be'ezrati, and then the translation, Almighty God. Why that name for Hashem? So I want to suggest two things. The first thing, Torah Tehe Emunati. Clearly, it's my faith. But more than faith, the word emunah that appears in the Torah doesn't only mean emunah, faith. It also can mean strong. It can also mean firm, enduring. Torah endures. I'm leaving the house. And what am I doing? I'm kissing the mezuzah. I'm going out of the house. And as I go out of the house, I'm going with the strength of Torah. I'm going with the strength of Torah. No, that wherever I go, it has some direction to give me. My mother, my father, and even the Torah. I'm not carrying the Shas with me. I'm not carrying the Mikrat Gedolot with me. But I am carrying these lessons. And it's strong. And they're enduring. But more than that, what if I am not a teacher? So how can I make that statement? Torah Tehe Umanuti. Now I want to suggest two things to you. Torah is your profession. It's all of our professions. In what context? In this context. Every day when we say the Brichot Torah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Mecholam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah V'Tzvanu, La'asok B'Divrei Torah. La'asok B'Divrei Torah means to deal with the matters of Torah. Every single day we leave our home, we are dealing with the matters of Torah. You don't have to be a rabbi to deal with the matters of Torah. You don't have to be a Magid Shir who's giving a class to students to be dealing with the matters of Torah. In your office, you're dealing with the matters of Torah. In your profession, you're dealing with the matters. You're going shopping at Metro. You're dealing with the matters of Torah. How you line up, how you speak. What do you do when you have something that they didn't charge you for? Do you tell them? Do you not tell them? Of course you tell them. Why? La'asok b'divrei Torah. Torah is umunati. It is. It is my profession. Not in the sense of getting paid for it, but I live it. I breathe it. That's what I'm dealing with every single day. And so, yes, everybody can make that statement. Whether you read it emunati or you read it umanuti, it's true in both cases. And what about Kael Shakai? Why that? Interesting. I did a little bit of learning for this because I wasn't sure. The very first time that that combination of God's name appears in the Torah is with Avram Avinu. Avram, in Sefer Breishit, in Perek Yud Zayin, in Parshat Lech Lecha, is the first time that Hashem is called by that combination. And Rashi says something interesting. Kael, God, and then the second word, Sheh, Dai, which means enough. And Rashi says, Hashem is who is sufficient in granting his mercies and who has sufficient power to give whatever is necessary. That's what Rashi says is the meaning of the combination of these two names. So as we take our first steps for the day, we invoke these names of Hashem, beseeching Hashem to give us what we need, make it sufficient for us. And how appropriate is it that the name that we invoke for Hashem, the very beginning of our day, is the name that comes for the first time in which parsha? Lech Lecha, because that's what I'm doing on a daily basis. Lech Lecha, I'm leaving. I'm leaving that which is comfort of my home. I'm leaving my home. I'm leaving my parents. I'm leaving my wife. I'm leaving my kids. And I'm doing what? I'm going beyond the safe confines of my home. It's my personal daily Lech Lecha. And that's why I'm invoking the name Kael Shakai.